Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think will reach out and impact you, some of you, some of the time. And I'm going to start right off with letting you know this is a kind of the Christmas show, the year-end show. I know Christmas was a few days ago, but most of these songs are unique enough that you probably haven't heard them 50 times in the last week, maybe a few times. A lot of them, I'm sure you'll never have heard. So there are these things that are very different, I call wombats. Some of these songs are close to being wombats tonight. No full-blown. Anything odd on my show, I call a wombat. So the name of the show is Wombats and Music. The first song is Auld Lang Syne by Dougie McLean. I've heard many, many versions of this song. This is my favorite. Auld Lang Syne by Dougie McLean, a Scotsman.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and the days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. We twa hae run aboot the braes and pu'd the gowans fine. We've wandered many's the weary fet since days of auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld. And we twa hae paddled in the barn frae morning sun till dine. Oh, but seas between us baith hae roared since days of auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And there's a hand, my trusty fear, a hand o' thine, and we'll tak a record well he walked for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kind yet for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld.
That was Auld Lang Syne, sung by Dougie MacLean. The next song is from 1953. It's called Santa Baby. It was a big hit around Christmas time that year. It's sung by Eartha Kitt. And in 1953, this song was considered a little too suggestive. And in fact, it was banned for a little while in some southern states. But it's a happy Christmas song. So here is Eartha Kitt with Santa Baby.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, boom, boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt from 1953. Well, next up comes kind of a wombat. A friend of mine in Shady Valley, Tennessee, sent me two songs last week, both Christmas related, and I'd never heard either one of them before and liked them both. The first one I'm going to play is called Jesus the Fugitive Prince, but it was such an interesting little poem, I thought I'd read it to you first, and then you can listen to the musical version of it. It's kind of a whimsical perspective on Jesus' role at Christmas, but it's a kind perspective, and I found it interesting. Jesus the Fugitive Prince. It was Christmas Eve in the asylum. The inmates were strapped in their beds. One claimed he was Jesus of Nazareth. His friends called him Soft in the Head. He said his straitjacket was crooked and the drugs made him feel vertigo. They tell him he hated his mother, 'cause his Rorschach looked like Van Gogh. Yes, Christmas was Jesus' birthday, his favorite day of the year. On Christmas, Jesus got presents. On Christmas, Jesus drank beer. But this year, the government cutbacks had canceled his ice cream and cake. Well, if this is the way they treat Jesus, he might as well jump on the lake. Jesus, happy birthday. May all your wishes come true. Jesus, is there room on your space? I'm just as crazy as you. So Jesus broke out of the asylum in search of the holiest grail. And watching him break out was Judas. It was Judas, that damn tattletale, who reported that Jesus was missing, along with some ice cream and cake, which Jesus just kept subdividing to feed all the ducks in the lake. They gave Jesus his own wanted poster, last seen on a merry-go-round, and he called him the county's best tracker. They called in the county's best tracker, along with his God-sniffing hound. They followed his trail to New Orleans, where everyone wore a disguise. And Jesus hung out with musicians, a jazz trio, the Three Wise Guys. Jesus wanted to talk to his father, so he climbed up telephone pole. He laid his head close to the wire, and he asked if there was a loophole. He should have been electrocuted, but he'd been through shock therapy. It would take more than this to kill Jesus, for he'd built up an immunity. Well, they finally caught up with Jesus, and he hung on the telephone wire. Oh, they didn't know any better when the sheriff gave the order to fire. Then Santa Claus came from the heavens, just in the Saint Nick of time. He flew Jesus away from this madness. They ate ice cream and cake all the time. Those are the words to the song you're going to hear now. They were written by David Massengill, and he's going to be the singer. David Massengill is from Bristol, Tennessee. And he is a well-known folk singer, poet, writer, children's books, entertainer, and he plays the mountain dulcimer. This is him playing the mountain dulcimer and singing his song, Jesus the Fugitive Prince.
It was Christmas Eve at the asylum. The inmates were strapped in their beds. One claimed he was Jesus of Nazareth. His friends called him soft in the head. He said his straitjacket was crooked, and their drugs made him feel vertigo. They tell him he hated his mother, 'cause his Rorschach test looked like Van Gogh. You see, Christmas was Jesus' birthday, his favorite day of the year. On Christmas, Jesus got presents. On Christmas, Jesus drank beer. But this year the government cutbacks had canceled his ice cream and cake. Well, if this is the way they treat Jesus, he might as well jump on the lake. Jesus, happy birthday. May all your wishes come true. Jesus, is there room on your sleigh?
I'm just as crazy as you. So Jesus broke out of the asylum in search of the holiest grail. But watching him break out was Judas. It was Judas that damned tattletale. He reported that Jesus was missing, along with some ice cream and cake, which Jesus just kept subdividing to feed all the ducks in the lake. They gave Jesus his own wanted poster, last seen on a merry-go-round. And they called in the county's best tracker, along with his God-sniffing hounds. They followed his trail to New Orleans, where everyone wore a disguise. And Jesus hung out with musicians, a jazz trio, the three wise guys. Jesus, happy birthday. May all your wishes come true. Jesus, is there room on your sleigh? I'm just as crazy as you. Talk to his father, so he climbed up a telephone pole. He lay his head close to the wire, and he asked if there was a loophole. He should have been electrocuted, for he'd been through shock therapy. It would take more than this to kill Jesus, for he built up an immunity. Well, they finally caught up with Jesus as he hung on the telephone wire. Oh, they didn't know any better when the sheriff gave the order to fire. But then Santa Claus came from the heavens, just in the same nick of time. He blew Jesus away from this madness. They eat ice cream and cake all the time. Jesus, happy birthday. May all your wishes come true. Jesus, is there room on your sleigh? I'm just as crazy as you. I'm just as crazy as you.
You just heard Jesus, the Fugitive Prince, written and sung by David Massengill from Bristol, Tennessee. The next song is called Abbot Bromley's Horn Dance, and it's more of a solstice song than a Christmas song. And I was in a Christmas pageant, and we did this song every year. It's usually performed by musicians coming out of the darkness, doing a little dance with horns on their heads and strange outfits. There's a whole ritual to it. Anyway, it's kind of a mystical feeling piece. So this is Abbot Bromley's Horn Dance, a traditional piece of music from England hundreds of years ago.
Thank you.
That was Abbott Bromley's Horn Dance from The Christmas Revels. The next song is Brightest and Best, sung by Kathy Mattea. It's probably very close to my favorite seasonal song for this time of year, and I try and get it into at least a couple of shows around this time. So this is Brightest and Best by Kathy Mattea.
Blessed morn, see the great mediator down from the regions of glory descend. Shepherds go worship the babe in a manger, nor for a God the bright angels attend. Brightest and guide where our infant Redeemer was laid. Cold on his cradle, the dewdrops are shining. Bed with the beasts of the storm, angels adore him in slumber reclining, wise men and shepherds before him do fall.
Brightest and Best by Kathy Mattea. Next is another one of my favorites. This is the Cherry Tree Carol, and it's sung by Joan Baez. I've seen the Cherry Tree Carol produced as a kind of a little skit where somebody plays the part of the tree and Mary and Joseph are there, and at some point the tree bows down, and it's a beautiful scene. This is Joan Baez singing the Cherry Tree Carol.
When Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. Mm-hmm. Joseph and Mary walked through an orchard green. There were berries and cherries as thick as might be seen. There were berries and cherries as thick as might be seen. And Mary spoke to Joseph, so meek and so mild. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. And Joseph flew in anger, in anger flew he. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Then up spoke baby Jesus from in Mary's womb. Bend down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Bend down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. And bend down the tallest branch till it touched Mary's hand. Cried she, "Oh, look thou, Joseph, I have cherries by command." Cried she, "Oh, look thou, Joseph, I have cherries by command."
That was the Cherry Tree Carol, sung by Joan Baez. Last week on the show, I played Mary Did You Know, sung by me and my wife, Phyllis. This week, I'm going to play for you the recording, commercial recording, that I think is the best. This is Kenny Rogers and Winona Judd singing Mary Did You Know.
Sons and daughters, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Oh, Mary,
the praises of the Lamb.
Oh, Mary, did you know
that your baby boy is Lord of all creation?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will one day rule the nation?
Did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy
is heaven's perfect land? The sleeping child you're holding
is the great I am. Mary, did you know?
You just heard Mary, Did You Know? By Kenny Rogers and Winona Judd. Often Christmas songs, there's a core group, maybe 20 to 50 or so, that are just repeated over and over by different artists. And sometimes they get sort of overdone. But every now and then, a version will pop up that's significantly different from the others and catches my attention. And this is one of those. It's Carol of the Bells. A lot of people have done Carol of the Bells. This particular one is by a group called Pentatonics. And I like this version a lot. So this is Carol of the Bells by the Pentatonics.
La da 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 da
la da 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 la da 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 Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song with joyful ring. All caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising their sound, o'er hill and dale, telling their tales.
La 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 la.
Carol of the Bells by the Pentatonix. I mentioned that my friend in Shady Valley gave me two songs last week. This is the second one. It's called Christmas in the Ashram by Chris Roser. Chris wrote the song and is performing it. I spent a weekend in an ashram in upstate New York many years ago. And one thing about the ashram is, I guess, basically more or less Hindu, but still, it just seemed to be completely open to every kind of tradition, Christian, Jewish, Islam, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever. They just seemed to absorb it all in. And I think this song kind of catches that. So this is called Christmas in the Ashram by Chris Roser.
From the west to the east, they left their homes in search of peace. A transcendental mystic yogi took them in, he was kind and holy. California to Bombay, they traveled far to sing and pray. But on the last week of the year, their songs became a little weird. Singing Om Alleluia, Hare Hare Krishna, Enoch Chelsea's Deo, Rama Bolo, Rama Bolo, Gloria Gloria, Govinda Gopala, Om Noel Jai Siaram, Christmas in the Ashram. To be out of town, there's tinsel on Vishnu's crown. Someone hung a Christmas star from one of Shiva's extra arms. There's eggnog in the black spice tea, lotus petals on evergreen, incense burners green and red, Santa hat on shaven heads. Singing Om Alleluia, Hare Hare Krishna, Enoch Chelsea's Deo, Rama Bolo, Rama Bolo, Gloria Gloria, Govinda Gopala, Om Noel Jai Siaram, Christmas in the Ashram. They sang Gospels and Upanishads, Psalms and Vedas, praising God. Maybe Christ and Krishna are amused when humans get a little bit confused. Singing Om Alleluia, Hare Hare Krishna, Enoch Chelsea's Deo, Rama Bolo, Rama Bolo, Gloria Gloria, Govinda Gopala, Om Noel Jai Siaram, Christmas in the Ashram. Om Noel Jai Siaram, Christmas in the Ashram.
Christmas in the Ashram by Chris Russer. One of my favorite performers is Dolly Parton. There's a lot of bling, a lot of flash, a lot of hype, but it basically, she's a country girl, grew up on a farm, kind of a hard scrabble life to start with. And she's written some songs about what it was like back then when the family had very little money, especially around Christmas time when everybody wanted gifts and there just wasn't enough to buy gifts. So here's one of the songs she wrote. It's called Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton. Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton. Well, the next song is not exactly a Christmas song, but it's a Christian song and has a lot of pep and energy, and I think it fits in. It's by The Bosom of Abraham by Elvis Presley. Sometimes I forget how he could really get into gospel stuff and just pour the rhythm in there in a way few entertainers could. Here's Elvis Presley with Bosom of Abraham.
Well, you rock my soul
down in the bosom of Abraham.
Rock, rock, rock down in the bosom
of Abraham.
You rock my soul
down in the bosom of Abraham.
You rock.
my oh yeah, oh Lordy, Lordy, oh.
Rock down in the bosom, you rock my soul.
Rock, oh yeah, ha, Lordy, Lordy,
oh, rock my soul, I don't you rock my soul.
Well, a rich man lives, he lives so well. Children, when he dies, I go home in heaven. Why don't you rock my soul?
Rock, rock down in the bosom. You rock my soul down in the bosom.
Rock, rock, oh yeah. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, oh.
Rock my soul, why don't you rock my soul?
Don't you rock my soul?
Down in the bosom. Rock, rock, rock down in the bosom.
Down in the
bosom.
Rock, rock, oh yeah. Once again, boy. That was Bosom of Abraham by Elvis Presley. Next up is one of the classic Christmas songs that perhaps you have heard in the last week or so, but I haven't. And it's called Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. And for some reason, it's just one of my favorite Christmas songs. Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. You just heard Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. The next song is a traditional Christmas carol. It's Do You See What I See? And it's sung by the Petersons. The Petersons usually have a lot of instruments. Each of the three sisters and their brother all play an instrument. They have somebody who plays the dobro and their mother plays the bass. But this time it's a cappella, no instruments. And I often wonder what it is that makes me, what attracts me to a particular song. This one, it's partly the simplicity of it. And I guess I am influenced a little bit by knowing that they're a family. And they often have the little sister sing the lead, as in this case. I think pretty sure it's the little sister in the Petersons. And somehow that reaches to me as a family with the youngest sister singing the lead in an a cappella Christmas carol, Do You See What I See? By the Petersons.
To the night wind, to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Wait up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star. Shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace war, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold, let us bring silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Here for peace, people everywhere, listen to what I say. Child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Do you see what I see? Sung by the Petersons. And the last song on the show today is On Christmas Night from the Christmas Revels.
Thank you.
Christmas Night from the Christmas Revels. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory Henry College. It's my chance to play for you things I hope reach out and grab you. At least some of them do, and some of them grab me. And I like to end each show the same way. This will be probably the last show this year. So we're going to say goodbye. And so this year especially, given the COVID and everything else, I think it's especially good that we sign off the way I always do. I like to have you join me, audience participation. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.